what kind of work does she start doing?
Well, she feeds chicken, cooks breakfast.
And then if she starts sweeping on the floor, what would you say she was doing? Okay. Years ago on Monday, women usually spent their time doing what?
Washing.
And then when they got through washing, what did they have to do? If you lived in a house that had two floors or two stories, and you had some steps going up to the top floor, what would you call that?
A stair.
Okay. And how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor?
A little step.
Okay. On the front part of your house, there's a concrete thing that's built that people walk on and put chairs on. Do you think people sit on their porch as much as they used to? Why do you think not?
Well, they sit in the house, listen to television and radio.
Do people talk as much as they used to?
No.
What do you think the reason is?
They're busy.
I think so too. They get too involved in everything to even sit down and be with each other, don't they?
They're all trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy.
But if your door was open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you would tell somebody to do what?
Shut the door.
Okay, on your house, you have these white pieces of wood on the outside that lap over each other. What do you call that?
Weatherboard.
Mm-hmm. If you were building a house or nailing some wood somewhere, you would say, I took the hammer and I what?
Nailed it.
Every day I take my car and blank to town. My car, what do I do to my car to get to town? Mm-hmm. What do you call the part that covers the top of your house? Okay. What do you call the little things around the edge of the roof that carry water off? There's little troughs that goes around the edge of the roof and it carries it away. Okay. On some of the roofs, you have a half and an eel. What do you call the place where both of them come together like this?
Dome.
Where the roof joins.
Home or out.
What do you call the little building that's out the back of the house that you store wood in?
Wood house.
If you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, blank troubles too. If I were asking you if you had troubles and you told me about them, you'd say, I've what?
I've got troubles.
Okay. If there was a lot of noise in the background and I want to know if you were listening to it, I'd say, did you blank that noise?
No.
Did you hear that noise?
What do you say?